Joining me now to discuss this further, the editor over at the Gateway Pundit and the author of the book, The Steal, our pal Joe Hoft. Joe, I mean, it's another 1-2 punch. We had the laptop that talked about the big guys' business dealings all the way back into what? 12, 13, 14, going through those last 4 years as vice president. Now we got one where he must have done a last-minute deal before he walked out of office and then got the whole family paid in March some cash, right?
Yeah, a nice quick $1 million, not a bad day's work.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is pretty outrageous stuff. The thing, that last point that you made there, that the fourth Biden, they just refer to him as Biden, so we don't know which Biden that is. There's a... It makes you think, you know, doesn't it? Is that fourth Biden, the big guy, the Joe Biden, like you shared? It's pretty pretty shocking. I look back at some of this this piece as well, and this entity that it was an oil firm that was really a subsidiary of another huge oil firm that was owned by this guy who disappeared, one of Hunter Biden's accomplices from China, who suddenly went bankrupt and disappeared. Hmm. So all of this is connected. This is maybe just a piece of the $1 million that, and maybe even the $1 billion that the Bidens made off of China. Another thing that was really unique about this piece today is that Haley Biden was one of the individuals that received the money.
We haven't heard about, and that was Beau's widow that Hunter then got with, but now not dating anymore. We won't go into that. That has nothing to do with the president being corrupt. But anyway, so people know who she is. But did I read she only got like 37K of this 3 million or then the million that went to the Bidens? Was that some hush money to her? That's not a big payment to her. That's kind of small.
See, I don't know that. We look back, that's also at the time that Hunter was dating Haley. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what he, you know, paid her to hang out. I don't know. But, you know, so, yeah, maybe she helped him with his artwork there. But, yeah, it was, you know, and that was quite a relationship as well. Jim did a follow-up post here at the Gateway Pundit where he pointed out that they started dating around 2017. They say it was about 2 years after Beau had passed away.
Yeah, because we've never seen any money from the laptop go to her. Her name was never mentioned. The uncle's name's mentioned a lot, right? We hear the uncle's name.
Yeah, it's pretty new. And that relationship was pretty messed up, too, the Haley and Hunter. We could get into that and talk about
it. No, that's fine. I won't drag her through the mud. Her father-in-law has done enough to damage this family, let's be real.
Agreed.
What else did we learn from this subpoena with these bank records? That's the big bombshell of the day, is this $1 million of the $3 million that this company had no money before, 160 grand, and all of a sudden overnight.
Well, the thing that too, this was brought up too by the Senate a couple years ago with Grassley and Johnson were looking into this Hunter Biden stuff, saying, hey, what's going on here? And they actually identified this guy who received the money, and they identified this oil firm that's labeled with Hong Kong, but it's really a Chinese firm that's a subsidiary of a Chinese oil firm that went bust. So this isn't the first time we've heard this, but what was unique was in this report coming out of the Oversight Committee is how they singled out one of the Democrat representatives who said, oh, you guys are just after, you know, records for Domino's Pizza and stuff like that. And Coomer says, no, Mr. Raskin. You know, that guy's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah.
And no, we found a little more here by getting these bank accounts. This is something that Grassley didn't have. Here's the bank accounts now showing the deposit going into this guy's account and the money then flowing into the Biden's accounts.
Right.
So, yes, it was necessary to get these subpoenas. It was necessary to subpoena these bank accounts. And it was more than just, you know, Domino's Pizza records that were found. We found $1 million flowing to the Bidens.
Well, hopefully we learn more. I know I sat down with James Comer 2 weeks ago in his office, and he guarantees us we're going to the bottom of this and find out if, in fact, we have a compromised president. As I said at the beginning of the interview, I'll say it again. I believe we do, and the paper is there to prove it. It's finally coming out. Joe Hoft, editor over at Gateway Pundit. Give your brother the best. You guys keep doing it.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.